You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Investec provided the market with an update on their performance so far into the new financial year. They released their interim results for the first 6 months of the year, ended 30 September 2025, including a cash dividend declaration. And we're going to be taking a look at these in a bit more detail with the Group Financial Director at Investec, Nishlin Samuj. She joins me on the line now to see what we make of the numbers. Nishlin, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. A strong start to the year. I noted that the chief executive officer of the business highlighted that the macroeconomic environment continues to be quite interesting and quite challenging. Is that how the business has been faring throughout this year? Is it a continuation of the previous financial year?
Hi, Jimmy, and thanks for having us on the call. The macroeconomic environment obviously showing good signs of recovery, particularly in South Africa, having coming off the grey list and also getting an upgrade. Also the positioning in terms of inflation targeting, I think all bodes well for the future. But the reality is that there's still choppiness in the markets. Good news, bad news. In the UK, very much waiting for the next budget announcement and how that influences the market itself. All said and done, we're quite proud of the growth that we've achieved in this period, the clients that we've acquired, and the penetration into the markets that we operate in. Albeit that we are absorbing lower interest rates, which we're pretty fine to do because as the rates come down, that should encourage activity levels as we move deeper into time.
Nishlin, you touched on the UK, and for those that don't know, Investec is a dual-listed business both in South Africa and on the London Stock Exchange. I want to get a sense of how you're faring in the various markets that you operate. You're a widespread financial institution, not just limited to banking services, and you operate on more than one continent. How are you finding your split between the different types of geographical areas that you're in and perhaps how each of these markets might be performing?
Yeah, at the end of the day, what Investec seeks to do is to be highly relevant to the markets that we choose to be in. We were very, very conscious about where we deployed capital. But at the end of the day, the international reach of the business really positioned us strongly. We have a presence in South Africa, which reaches in further into the Africa continent, across to Mauritius as well, with a banking operation there. We have a wealth offering and in Switzerland. We have project and infrastructure capability in the US, South Africa, and the UK. And it's really connecting all of these ecosystems, including our operations in India, that makes a big difference. At the end of the day, being well represented internationally to our internationally active clients, particularly South African clients, is also highly relevant for us as a business. So the important thing for us is that, if you look at it from a long-term perspective, we think we're in markets that can achieve and gives us the possibility to have great growth potential. The business in the UK has been there for over 30 years and is so well established in that market.
Nishlin, let's take a look at the rest of the performance from a business perspective. Some of the improvements from a credit loss perspective. Numbers coming through are very positive there. The credit loss ratio, well within the advisable range. Return on equity numbers, nothing to be concerned about here. Everything falling within the guided range that the business has given out in the past. Is this a sign that the business is comfortable in where we're standing at the moment, considering we're only halfway through the year based on these numbers? Are there areas of concern?
No, absolutely. The business is in such a strong position, and that's why we spent some time today really talking about our future growth initiatives, particularly spreading into areas where we have been underrepresented. And with new technology and opportunities in front of us, I wouldn't say that there are any particular areas of concern. Obviously, you've got to be mindful of market dynamics in both the short and the medium and the long term. And from our perspective, we are deeply invested in all the markets we're operating in. Absolutely nothing to call out.
Nishlin, interim dividend, cash dividend from a business perspective, it's important to keep shareholders in mind in times like this when the business, as you said, is doing as strongly as it is, despite the economic challenges that might be out there in the market. Your thoughts around that and how that then filters into just being able to thank investors for their confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, we try to keep a healthy relationship between ensuring that we've got capital for growth, we've got capital to meet all of the both the medium and long-term ambitions. Within that context, we maintain very healthy capital ratios, we maintain very healthy liquidity positions in our balance sheet, and we're very active with our clients, with our loan books having grown, you know, compared to the market, I think relatively strong. At the end of the day, the return to shareholders is a distribution of 43% of our operating profit. And, you know, those with a 7.4% yield on the stock, considering buybacks, I think that is a strong return to shareholders.
Nishlin, before I let you go, I want to take a look at what lies ahead for the upcoming 6 months. As you mentioned, I mean, the business, healthy balance sheet, good capital allocation, the business very strong in terms of where you are positioned. Are you looking at opportunities? How are you seeing the market, understanding that we've had probably one of the most volatile years I can think of in recent times? How are you reading 2026 and perhaps the rest of your financial year?
Yeah, so our financial year comes to an end in March 2026. We provided some guidance to that period saying that we think that return on equity should be at minimum in line with what we reported at this point in time. So there's absolutely no deterioration in returns itself. We also provided guidance that, you know, with the initiatives we have at play, we think we can achieve a 200 basis point uplift over the next little while, implementing those particular strategies. So the business is highly focused. We are close to our clients. Our clients remain active in areas that they operate in. There is elements of fortune because when there's uncertainty in the market, you know, at the end of the day, you remain defensive. And also, you know, as clients seek to be internationally active, we have the ability to follow them wherever they go. So at the end of the day, we think the business is strongly, strongly positioned.
A business strongly positioned to go into the second half of its financial year and optimistic about what lies ahead. We're going to leave the conversation on that note and wish you and the team all of the very best, Nishlin. We look forward to catching up at the end of the financial year. Nishlin Samuj, Chief Group Financial Director rather at Investec, joining us to get a sense of their first 6 months and what lies ahead.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.